This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. This episode is an excerpt from my public access TV show, Talk with TQ. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi, everybody. I'm always so pleased when you come to the show and watch and listen. And I'm always so honored to have the most interesting guests I can find on the planet. Tonight, the guest that we have, his name is Stephen Dillard. And he is an amazing person. He's part of a company. I think he's actually the CEO or maybe the president of a company called Orisha Wellness. And he does something that I actually participated in a little bit, which was called the line dancing.
Soul line dancing,
because he has something that he calls the fun bunch. And I participated in this with my two left feet, and I had a ball, and I had a great workout. And we've asked him to come on the show. So thank you for coming to the show, Stephen. I'm really happy about this. I have some questions for you. Tell us how you got involved with the fun bunch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Toni. The Fun Bunch is something that I started with a friend of mine I'd say around 10 years ago. We started it with plans to have an outlet for people that take care of either elderly or people at home. Basically people that take care of people, other people. And we wanted to have an outlet for them to be able to have fun and spend time. So we started out going away on trips for gambling trips. So we would go up to the casinos and we'll take bus trips to the casinos. We also did comedy shows, and we was in collaboration then with Jimmy Mack, Uncle Jimmy Mack from Peekskill.
Oh, rest in peace, Jimmy Mack.
Rest in peace, yes. And we was able to do a couple of shows with him. After Jimmy Mack passed, the comedy shows, we didn't keep the connection with the comedians. So we shifted over, and I started talking to a gentleman out here in Peekskill named Earl. Earl has been doing line dancing for a while in Peekskill at the time. So we started doing it together, and we've been doing it under the guise of the Fun Bunch, first in Ossining, and then we moved up into Peekskill. The Fun Bunch continued for several years, and then 2 years ago, I started going my own way with the Fun Bunch and with the line dancing, really focusing on it. So that's how I started.
Okay.
With the Fun Bunch. And since then, we have really been pushing it hard.
I'm going to tell the audience that I actually participated in one of the line dance exercise. I mean, it's really a dance. You called it a line dancing social. And you actually got a space in a big mall that's in the area that we live in the Hudson Valley. And so people were able to space out a lot. And you led the line dancing. You're quite a dancer. I can't believe what a great dancer you are. I'm really impressed. And you turned it into a fun 2-hour workout.
Yes, I'm very glad that you think that that you feel that way about my dancing skills. The main thing about it is that we have fun when we are line dancing, and it's a set of synchronized dances. Everybody has pretty much the same steps. You may want to jazz it up a little bit more with your own style, but it makes it real easy to follow because you can follow the person next to you or to follow the person in front of you, or in the case that I was there able to call out the moves as we was doing them, that was there also. So that's something great about line dancing. It's a lot of fun. It's fitness. It's a way to get out and meet different people, which the socials give you the opportunity to do.
Yeah, you can get your groove on. I notice it's good if you like to dance, or if you can't dance and you want to dance, it's a good way to start with you. I have to say, that what made it particularly interesting to me is that you had people placed throughout this crowd of people that were actually part of the organization, and they helped you because they were sort of mixed in. And so if you got a little confused about the steps, all of a sudden you look and there's someone there that's like pointing, you got to go this direction, you got to go this direction, you're going to go that direction. And it made it so much easier. And it, you felt like you could just follow along and keep moving. I like the fact that you kind of keep moving at a certain pace. And I was sorry when it was over. I had so much fun. So,
that's the beauty of the line dance family and the socials. Whenever we get together, we go to a lot of different places like New Jersey, or sometimes I go down to DMV, or even back in September, I was able to go to Boston. And inside of Boston, it would be a whole weekend of workshops and parties. And we was there, and everybody that knows dancing always wants to help out somebody that's new to it. That is all about inviting new people in, having more fun, reaching out to those that don't know so that they can learn and can do it. So as you say, you was on the floor, and every time you turned to the left, there was somebody else that already knew the dance. They want you to be able to do the dance too. So they're going to help you with it. And that's the great thing about this genre of dance called line dancing.
Yeah, line dancing is one of those things that's part of American culture as well, because I've always found that, you know, in the Black community, line dancing is something that we often do at a party. You know, it's not so foreign as all that, but yet the same dance, the original line dance, is done in country music. So you could go to a country Western thing and you still know the steps. I just think it's a really good unifier. I want to tell the audience that I was particularly impressed at the diversity of people there, of age. There were people there from what I could sort of discern from maybe their 20s, early 20s. And I saw people there, women and men, that looked like they were way in their 60s and 70s, even beyond, that were just joining in. Everybody had such a good time. How did you get this started? Because I've seen you in other places. I've stumbled upon you in other places as well.
Yes, Tony. Line dancing in this area seems to be a lot of people that are more adults. I would say the 50 and over crowd. But when we have socials like that, it's great when they're able to bring in their family members, and their family members are able to come in and share that with them also. And right. I think that was the case on that Saturday. A lot of people brought in their family members. But our classes are generally 50 and above. That being said, that's in this area where it is just growing. If we go into Detroit, if we go into Philadelphia areas, people have been growing up line dancing. So it has started from a very young age with them, and they have been growing. So we're in hopes that those age limits are spread also here inside of the Northern Westchester area.
And you have a trip planned in August to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I understand.
You may have spoken to somebody that is enlightened about that trip. I have not, I'm not aware of that. I do know that they have trips continuously going on all over the place. So Myrtle Beach in August, I do want to check that to see if it could fit inside of my calendar, because I know I'm going to be going to New Orleans in July. There's a NOLA Classic line dance weekend that's happening in New Orleans. I'll be going down for that one. This weekend coming up, everybody's is geared up, and they're going down to Washington, D.C. for the UC Awards, which is an annual awards ceremony for choreographers and so forth that inside of line dancing. So that's a big go-to destination for line dancers this weekend. But everybody does their little weekends in different areas, and you always have somewhere to go across the country. And some people go outside of the country for line dancing also.
And I'll say that, you know, when I first kind of noticed this because, you know, people don't realize I kind of see things going on and I'm like, what's this guy doing? I sort of follow them on social media. But in your case, I was actually following you in real life because I noticed the first time I noticed you was down at the Riverfront Green in Peekskill, New York, and during the summer or spring, summer, fall. And I saw you had a group of people that were working out and you were doing this thing. You had like a boom box. And I remember thinking, golly, Ned, I wish I was in this. Everybody looked like they were having such a good time. The weather was beautiful. You were right at the riverfront. The birds were singing and everybody was happy down there because it was a beautiful day. And there you were doing your thing. And I was like sitting on the side, trying not to be noticed and watching. And I wanted so much to say to you, can I join in this? You know, but I just watched and then I saw you again and I realized this is a real thing. And that was just a little snippet of what you're doing. I found out, you know, later through Jim Brooks.
Well, I tell you, Tony, I sure wish you would have came over and joined us. And from what I noticed last week, you would have joined in and fit right in and had a ball.
Really?
We was able to do that down at the riverfront throughout last summer, presenting free classes on every Saturday from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. I would just go out and, you know, I'll accept the donation if people had it. But the main thing was to go out there and have fun free. And we did that last year under Orisha Wholeness. Orisha Wholeness is a non-for-profit organization that we started last year. And our ideal is to get low price or free classes to the public, be it line dance classes, Zumba classes, salsa classes, or other type of exercises and entertainment. So we're really trying to bring that to the forefront.
I think that using dance as like the vehicle for exercise is like excellent. There are people that just will, if they're not dancing, when they go to your class, they'll find because of the great selection of music that you have, that they'll find themselves dancing. And it's really, I found it kind of surprising to see who was actually getting the groove on. You know, I was like, wow, I don't want to say something like that old lady or that old man, but you know, it's like everybody was just into it and it's that you don't want it to end. And then you're doing this nonstop, you just keep it going. And I noticed also, I want to say that towards the end of the class, you had a guest choreographer come on. How does that work? There was a woman, I don't remember her name, but you needed a break. Because you had been moving nonstop for 2 hours and other people would, you know, you can stop and go sit down. You're in the mall, go get yourself a burger, come back or whatever you do. I just love that whole swagger. I love it.
That comes with the support that all the line dance people give each other. We was able to have choreographers come in from Connecticut, one from New Haven and one from down in Stamford. And they was able to come over and share a dance with us. Not only that, we had choreographers from New Jersey, and I believe we had one from Brooklyn. And they was also able to come up and do their dances, share their dances with us. Dances that we was already practicing inside of our individual classes, and people dance and practice throughout the country. The beauty of YouTube is that once I do a dance here in Peekskill, I can put it up on YouTube and people down south and in Baltimore, or if they're following me in North Carolina, South Carolina, they can do that same dance and teach it to their people. So we're able to do that now with line dancing, sharing it with each other, coming to the events and supporting each other. And that's what really makes it a great day. You said 2 hours. We actually had a four-hour event that day. So yeah, you're right. I did need a break, and that's one of the beauties of it. We could share the time with others, and everybody can really get it in.
No, it has a really sort of like a warm feel to it. I don't know. It's probably the Orisha. Explain to me how Orisha and what the name means, and tell me what came first, Fun Bunch or Orisha.
Yes, I've been doing the Fun Bunch for basically 10 years through his elevation, whether it's through casino trips or comedy and eventually to line dancing. I've met up with some choreographers and some instructors from the Bronx that teach Zumba. And we got together and decided to come up with a non-for-profit organization. We called it Orisha. The name Orisha, we got from the Zumba religion, where the Orisha is like the, I would call them saints or spirits sent down to teach each human ways of living, ways of life, different ways of life. There's Orishas for each form of life or form of living that you would need. So you would have a Orisha for trying to keep you calm at night. Or if you can't sleep, there's a certain Orisha that'll give you blessings towards helping you sleep. Or if, for exercise, there's Orishas that show us how to exercise properly. Or even for war, there's Orishas for war. Or there's Orishas that help you do any type of living. So we wanted to make sure that our group, Orisha, as we tackle different things like Zumba, like salsa, we will be doing hiking in the spring. We will be doing biking. We will do all types of things through fitness and wellness and health and put it all under one umbrella. And that umbrella is our Orisha.
Tell me about the hiking collaborations you're doing. I find it particularly interesting. I know some people that are avid hikers that would probably be into it. I like hiking myself. I actually enjoy hiking. But, you know, tell us about that and how that fits into the whole wholeness thing. Because when you hear the word wholeness, you think that somehow, I think, I almost say everybody, I think when I hear wholeness, I think there's got to be food involved. You know, but tell me about the hiking collaborations.
You're right. Wholeness does have food involved. It has everything involved inside of your whole body, your wholeness. So hiking is a great way for us to go out, get fresh air, get some exercise in a way that's different. It's a way of changing up the pace that you do. So instead of going to the park and walking around all the time, now you could go up into the mountains and see a view that you haven't seen before. This is something that we're very excited about doing. And we're doing it with a gentleman that is in Peekskill or from Peekskill. His name is Tyrone Welsh. He has a group called Hiking While Black.
Okay.
So what he is doing is promoting the fact that, you know, a lot of people of color do not actually get out or is not expected to be the ones that are out in the woods and walking and experiencing the hiking world. He is able to start doing that, and he does a vlog on YouTube in which he shows all the beautiful places that he hikes. So we're able to now get a lot of groups. We had some people from the Bronx and from Ossining and from Peekskill, and we was able to get them together. We was able to go up Anthony's Nose last year.
Tell the global audience, because we have a global audience and they might not be familiar with Anthony's Nose.
Anthony's Nose is a local mountaintop around our region here inside of Westchester County. It actually lies on the cusp of Westchester and Putnam County, right across from Bear Mountain, which is a very popular park inside of Westchester or Rockland County. So we was able to go up Anthony's Nose, which was a 1.9 mile trip one way. As an initial hike, that was pretty good just to see how it is. And with Tyrone, it was really good because he's familiar with these paths and he's knows a lot of the trails. And we're looking forward to exploring these trails with him and his group of Hiking While Black.
I'll say also, as someone that's hiked herself, you know, I very rarely, if ever, hike alone. And I think that it's, if you want to get into it, in my opinion, I think it's really good to hike with a group. You know, it's hard to go out in the woods by yourself. It's not safe. You should always go with someone that knows. So the fun bunch does this. Am I correct?
This is Orisha. This is Orisha.
Okay.
Yes, this is an Orisha program that we're doing with Hiking While Black. We really are excited about it, and we've really been getting a good response from people that say, next time you go out, let us know. So this year we're planning on starting in April, if God wills it. We will be going out on first Saturdays and start finding different trails.
I'm always a little curious about how people find each other. Like, you know, how did you find, because I saw that there you could feel and you can actually see that there was like a community within the people that were actually participating in the class. And it looked like the class that I went to looked like there were probably about like 70 people in that class easily. But the room was huge. I'm wondering how the people in Orisha found each other.
The line dance community has been going on for quite a while. They have been meeting up. People meet up and go to one class or another. And like you had the information about Myrtle Beach, everybody tells one about them. And then they all meet up in different places. A lot of the events people know well ahead of time, like the NOLA event. She's been promoting that for 2 years. And probably they've been promoting that Myrtle Beach one for quite a while. So everybody feeds off of each other. They reach out. A lot of the groups, they really keep connected online through Messenger. So yeah, they really, it's a community that constantly grows.
Yeah, there's a feeling of camaraderie and warmth, you know, that you don't always feel that in an exercise class. But it was like, and it's not like a dance class where you have to be perfect. It's not like I remember taking jazz dance once and I thought I could do this. I'm jazzy. I was conceived to jazz. I go in the class and I had no idea what was going on, but you make it so simple, step by step, that everybody feels like a great dancer. It's surprising to see how people that have done this before, you can see that they've done it before, that come to the class are so rhythmic. You would never think that like that lady that you saw in the grocery store could dance like that. You know, it's just refreshing. I have to take my hat off to you for that.
I think it's just all about the fun and the fact that it's a no judgment zone. Right, everybody can do the dances that they want to. You do it at your own pace. You can slow it down a little bit if you want to, but you fall right into it and don't worry about it. Have fun. And I think that freedom of it alone allows everybody to do their thing. And like Ella Fitzgerald said, all God's people got rhythm.
Yeah, that's right. She did say that. Right. She did indeed say that. And she's sitting over here in the corner right here, unfinished. I'll finish her eventually. There she is.
That's the reason why I thought of her. It's those eyes. Ella's
subliminal.
Eyes. Yes.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of eyes looking at everybody in this place. But I think that it's highly, I'd say, commendable of you to bring a community together like this. I don't think a lot of people know about it. You know, it's kind of like I stumbled upon you. And then Jim happened to mention you being at the mall. And I said, I know who he is. I know this guy. I've seen him. And there you were. And I said, same guy.
And you know, Tony, quiet is kept. I really hope that this is a venue for us for people to get together in general. We always had a lot of diversity or had a problem with diversity. People always wanting to stay in their own pockets. And with this soul line dancing, we could get some people from Yorktowns and from up in Somers, and they can mix it up a little bit with some people from Peekskill and Ossining, and we could throw in some people from Boston or different places and come in different cultures, but all come in and enjoy the same thing at the same time, which is at this point in the soul line dancing. I think it's great. Hopefully you could break some color barriers and, yeah, but don't say that I said that, though.
No, it's obvious when you're in the class, it's nobody's even thinking about it. But if you look at it and you observe, you'll see a very diverse group. And like I said, you'll see someone. I was surprised to see people there I've seen in the grocery store. I didn't think for a second that lady could dance like that. But you taught her. That's why I look at it. And people are just so happy. It was hard to leave. It was really hard to leave. It was that good. I wanted to stay. And I left there feeling like I had a workout, And it's one of those, I guess, because you get your heart rate up to a certain level. I've read a little bit about it. I should know more about it if I was working out a little more, that you're really in a fat burning zone. You know, if you don't go too very fast, but you got to just keep it moving. And it's easy. It's like being at a party, because it is a party.
It is. It is. I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. And I'm glad that I know that I'm going to see you there again.
And you will.
That's a lot of my classes. That's going to be great.
Yeah, no, I learned something about myself in that class in a very kind of unusual way. So I'm going to ask you to tell my audience how they can connect with you and connect with Orisha and the Fun Bunch.
You can reach Orisha Wholeness and you can reach the Fun Bunch Line Dancing on Facebook at Orisha Wholeness on Facebook, or the Fun Bunch Line Dance Club on Facebook also. You can reach us at Orisha Wholeness at www.orishawholeness.org. OrishaWholeness.org. That's OrishaWholeness.org. That's our official website. Please go on there and see information on all of our classes that we will be having this year, and see what we've done last year. You can see us on our YouTube page, Orisha Wholeness. And you can see some of the things that we have been doing throughout last year. This is only our first year, and we are a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. We plan on doing a lot of things inside of the Peekskill area this year. Last year, we was able to have an event called Wobble on the Hudson, where we had close to 250 people out there. And we did that in collaboration with Vax Up Westchester and the NAACP. And they was able to vaccinate 26 people down at the riverfront. And that was at a time where Peekskill's vaccination levels were very low. So it really started jump-starting the vaccination efforts here in Peekskill. And we was able to do that. And we wanted to do that three times this year. Not just once. We want to have a big line dance event at the riverfront.
Well, I'm going to be there for that event for sure. I plan on being there. If you tell me exactly when and where, I'll definitely be there, because it is fun and it's so worthwhile. And I'm really so happy to support anything that you do through Energy Stoners Cafe. And we'll keep in touch, because I have a feeling I'll be talking to you about other events with OrishaWholeness.org. And please come back. And thank you so much, Steve, for coming on. I really had a good time. I did. I was telling everybody about
it. Thank you so much for this great opportunity, and continue luck. And I have to get my hands on one of those pictures. I just love the eyes. It's so intriguing. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Well, I invite you to come to my studio sometime and take a tour. I really enjoyed this interview, and please come back in with me again and interview. I'm just like real happy for you. What can I say? I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Tony. I'm happy you're happy.
Yeah. Okay. God bless. Yeah, so anyway, I'll say goodnight to the audience. I look forward to having you come to visit again. And as I always promise, I'll have the most interesting guests I can find on the planet. So for now, bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Energy Stoners Cafe.